Activists are planning a Black Lives Matter protest in Portsmouth tomorrow that will be accessible to disabled people. Here with me now are Deborah Uppermulla and Juliana Good, two organizers of the event. Deborah Uppermulla is co-chair of the New Hampshire chapter of the Poor People's Campaign, and Juliana Good is a graduate student at the University of New Hampshire. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Juliana, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I had noticed that both Washington, D.C. and Milwaukee both had protests that were specifically designed to be very accessible to the disabled community. And then I went to three protests around here and none of them were accessible. So I said, we should fix that.
Okay. And what does it mean to have an accessible protest?
There's the obvious things to consider, such as wheelchair accessibility, making sure that you're that your gathering area doesn't have stairs going up or down to it, or that your march route isn't, super hilly or on like crumbling pavement that a wheelchair can't get over. Having ASL interpreters, those are the two kind of standard things. But then also giving people the option of remote participation, because a lot of folks in the disabled community are also immunocompromised. And during this scary pandemic time, having the option to participate from home is really important to offer. So we're excited about that. And then just some other things, like making sure that there's reserved space in front of the stage for wheelchair users and people who need to lip read, and service dogs only. Everyone's expected to wear a mask. Just trying to keep it as safe and inclusive as possible.
Deborah Uppermulla, how are the struggles of disabled people connected to police brutality?
Oh, that's such a great question. What has happened is that in society, the disabled community is not even recognized as human sometimes. We're recognized as children. And in reading, doing some research, I have found that almost 30 to 40% of police brutality happens on people who experience a disability. And so if our population, if our community is having that issue, we need to fuse together with Black Lives Matter, with the Poor People's Campaign, which is raising up that issue. We're so used to in the disability community of being siloed that when we have opportunities to come out of that silo and support different organizations, we have to bring an educational piece. Like, this is a really important issue for me in my community, but I can't come because the route you chose, I can't join into.
So talk a little bit about how this partnership works. Juliana, how do you organize a Black Lives Matter protest as a white person?
Well, okay, I'll start from the beginning of how this partnership occurred. I reached out to a bunch of organizations and put out like a public call on all my social media to be like, please find me one Black disabled person who I can work with on this, or else I'm not going to do it because it's not right for a white person to just co-opt this whole thing. Even if it is in the name of helping the disability community, this is still at its core a Black Lives Matter protest. And so luckily I was put in touch with Deborah, and I feel like my role is really just in helping with some of the logistics of it. And Deborah has really led the way with the ideology, making sure that this is operating primarily in service to the Black Lives Matter movement, and that everything that we're doing is serving that appropriately.
And Deborah, how about you? How do you see the partnership working?
I have to admit that Juliana and I click from the moment of the idea. The ability of us to talk things out and to figure things out together and both use our talents together just made the event happen. We had a couple little bumps in a way, but it didn't stop us, and it never stops our discussion. I think I feel that when a young person wants to take on a task, you know, my position as an older organizer is just to uplift them, to say, okay, let's see how we're going to do this. And it's just magic when that happens.
Deborah Opramulla and Juliana Good are organizers of the Black Lives Matter protest in Portsmouth scheduled for tomorrow. Thank you both very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.